All right, Justin Barsha. First of all, never mind the first moto. We'll get that in a second. But when you and Dino get together, like we need to sell tickets to that. Yeah, honestly, it's great.
But there, it was like battle, and Dino came up to me after the race. He's like, "You trying to kill me?" And I'm like, "No."
No. First of all, he said, "Hey, good battle," but you're trying to kill me.
Yeah, that's what he thought. But I never tried to kill him because that was like 250 days. So, but I heard his team was like ragging on him a little bit. So, like everyone's seen what he thought I tried to kill him, and they're like, "No."
From what I saw, I didn't see really any dirtiness. I just saw a really good battle between two guys who probably don't like each other.
Well, I don't not like Dean.
Well, okay.
But we just...
I don't think we'll ever be friends just because our history, but I think we're... Like, sometimes I think we're okay, and then sometimes I'm like, he probably doesn't like me, but I'm cool.
Yeah, the between Supercross and there, it's fantastic. Both of you guys had your best lap of the moto when you were involved in that race because you were going to die before you let him by.
100%. Yeah, because I was trying to catch the dudes in front of me and just wasn't really happening. And then Dean came up and harassed me for 10-20 minutes.
First moto, fantastic. Good to see that. You got to be stoked. That's what we remember from you. This is a good place for you. You got to be stoked on that.
Yeah, just the work that went in on the off weekend. Just, I mean, I thought I made progress a few times this year. So this was like, I'm like, kind of, it worked to get it home. It worked in California. I was like, we'll see. I'm not getting my hopes up. But, yeah, it was good. Made some good progress with the bike. And it showed the first moto. Second moto, I was charged. I was probably too excited and just charged really hard. Love you. Charged really hard and just tucked the front end.
I'm the same place you did last year, right?
Fuck. Yeah, yeah. But last year I took out like a trail rider and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that corner. Like I told people, I'm like, I'm bringing holy water next year. I'm splashing it on that corner. We're going to get that thing figured out. But. Yeah. Second moto.
Had to feel good, though, to come through the pack. I mean, you were up fifth or sixth or whatever.
Super good in the first moto. Like, finally felt comfortable and like myself, which was nice because it has been a tough year. Yeah. So, but we got two more races, and I do feel like I can do a podium. So,
Hey, I talked to Travis Preston, buddy of mine, and he told me he's been helping a little bit with some. What has he been helping you with, do you think?
Yeah, huge shout out to Travis and the boys at the test department because, I mean, we were just trying so much stuff, and I think we're just kind of lost. Like, I mean, I know what I want, but we weren't able to really figure it out. And TP and our other test guy went to Washougal after the race and rode my bike, rode a new bike, did some testing, got us a base setting, I would say. And then I came to California and rode it and progressed from there a bit. And yeah, so first moto, I give that first moto to TP for sure.
He's dedicated to him. One of the things he told me was he's not sure if you and Aaron, you know what you want, but maybe you're not using the right words to tell the guys.
Yeah, and that was a pretty cool thing. After Washougal, they were there for the race, and we like had a meeting upstairs, and TP was there, and he understood what I was like saying. And I think the team does as well sometimes, but obviously it's riders don't explain. Like, I'm not the best tester in the world by any means, but it was good to have TP there and kind of, you know, talk moto lingo like as riders. And then it was really cool because the things I said about the bike that I've been really struggling with, he felt those things at Washougal on Sunday. So at least I didn't feel like a complete idiot.
You're like, wait, I'm
making up things. So it was cool that he felt that and they were able to tackle those little issues. Are we fully 100% there? Probably not, but we're going to start on a new bike here soon, and you know, Supercross is next.
Couple teams that I've been on or a couple teams I've read about, they just go back when they get a little lost or when riders are struggling, you go back to a base stock setting, and I mean a bone stock bike, and you almost start again.
That's probably it was tough because came in with my hurt wrists, didn't get to do a lot of testing. Didn't get to do a lot of testing, lost probably most of the season, struggling myself getting fit, and then probably should have that's right, probably a great idea. We should have, you know, easier said than done sometimes probably, but we should have did that. But
You don't come here a lot, but you're from New York. Always a special place to come back.
The fans are so awesome. I mean, it's the best place to come. I feel like I'm at home, and I love these fans up here, man. They make me feel so good. Like, did an interview over there with Weej, and like,
fuck that guy.
I know. I'm with you. I'm with you. That guy. You gotta watch your back. But no, like, I felt like I won because the fans were so stoked. But I was like, I didn't, guys. Like, sorry. But
Roxanne rode really good today.
Holy shit. Yeah.
No, hey, good to see you. That's what we remember from Bam Bam over the years. So thanks, man.
Appreciate it, Steve.